Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Jerry and the Pacemakers, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
One of the classics. Just like me. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. We've got a lot of stuff you can read, you can listen, you can watch, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take the poll question, etc., etc. You can find out all the things that Mary Contendo has deposited with us over the year, the wisdom, the best practices, the tips that she's helped us with. All that's there in her suite. Mary Contendo, just like it sounds, no extra letters, and check it out and find out what she and I have talked about over the years. Mary, thanks again for hanging out with us. The book is called The Woman's Advantage. Give us your website, please.
Woman'sAdvantage.biz.
All right, that's pretty easy, folks. Check it out, ladies especially. And guys, I think you should go there just to see what she's up to. Mary, let's talk about what you've learned about growth. You help so many people with their growth strategies over the years for your own business. What have you learned about growth?
Oh, there's so much. There's so much. But really related to the issue of hiring people,
right.
One thing I have learned is that employers hesitate to help people understand their costs and how they can recover those costs. For
mm-hmm.
some reason, and I think maybe this is women in particular again, but I think that a lot of times employers, when they hire someone, they feel like they're taking this person under their wing, or now they've hired them, so they have to take care of them,
mm-hmm.
and
be their buddy sometimes.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. But not have the expectations of the person that they pull their weight from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say pull their weight, I'm talking about the cost of hiring people. So this goes back to a conversation we've had before about
mm-hmm.
why people are afraid to hire people
mm-hmm.
because of that risk element. But I like to share with people the idea of helping employees cover their costs by helping them understand what those costs are
and how their effort contributes to the bottom line or to the top line or the bottom line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm a big proponent of telling new employees that their job is to either make money for the company or to
right.
help the company make money.
Right.
And here's exactly how they do it.
And,
right?
and that rarely ever happens, doesn't it?
It doesn't. It
yeah.
doesn't. People think, oh, that's my job to make money.
See, this
for the company.
This
it's
is
my
a
job.
This
to
is a problem we've got when you go into the marketplace and somebody waits on you. You get the feeling they never connect you, the customer, with their paycheck.
Exactly. That is really
but
true.
But these are things, and this is an example of a step that if you can, as we talked in the previous segment, if you can get over your concerns and hire an employee so you can fire yourself from one job and promote yourself to another job, you've got the ability to start growing your business. If you can explain to your employees how they fit in the overall scheme of the business, then they can help you grow your business. Now,
right,
what else do we need to know about that?
Well, you have to really define what they're going to achieve for you, including the sales or the revenue or how does that happen. So depending on what somebody's job is and you have that job description, I think you need to figure out a way to incorporate in there something about the revenue they're driving or their
mm-hmm.
customer enhancement or and how that's going to drive future revenue. And I think you need to actually put a dollar amount in there.
Wow,
and here's my philosophy.
Amount.
My philosophy is that a new employee in their job description and in your conversation with them, you need to convey to them that they should generate 2.5 times what their cost is. So they need to understand their full cost because so few
which is not really as easy to do if they're in charge of AR or AP or or answering the phone or something like that. That's a little harder, isn't it?
Right, but suppose somebody is in accounts receivable. So they need to understand that by collecting those accounts in a timely manner, it generates so much revenue that comes in sooner, and the interest on that revenue, and the fact that that helps with cash flow, and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And I think that you can really come up with hard numbers that make people think differently about a job they're taking.
And I'm going to predict that when you do that, they're going to look at you like they're listening to Greek because they've never heard anybody do that before.
Well, that is definitely true. They're going to get, wow, this place is a little different.
You should really say this before you hire them, shouldn't you?
Oh, I think, yeah, I think.
I mean, they don't need to get hired and come in, and then you lay that on them after they've already accepted the job, because they might not want it.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I think this is part of the job description that you give them when you're in the hiring process.
Right.
And they get, and plus, I also think it would give an employee a sense of control and a sense of ownership in the business.
There you go.
And a sense of real partnership.
And it gives them some goals. It gives them something to reach for. And they realize that that how many people have gotten fired because they didn't know what they were supposed to do, and it was a subjective decision. So, hey, Mary, I need your website quickly, please.
Womansadvantage.biz.
Can they find out about your calendars there?
All my stuff is there.
Ladies, check out the calendar. You're going to like it. Everybody we give it to likes it. Put me down for a couple of dozen, too, by the way, Mary. See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.